the experience, what do you see as the biggest threat to bow hunting nowadays?
Well, I think the biggest threat to bow hunting is whatever it takes to kill an animal. Ammo talks about bow hunting heritage or saving the heritage, you know. Who are they saving it for? For the bow hunters, or are they saving it for industry? Because they want crossbows, they want everything. And the camo people, everything on television, it looks to me like this anything goes, or whatever it takes, is going to do us in one of these days. The public isn't going to put up with it. They don't practice ethics that they used to. Not all of them, I don't mean, but a lot of folks out there. The bow hunters always want more. Good game management be damned. That's true of the gun hunters and the bow hunters. Mm-hmm. Hunters, you know, they try to put some restrictions on an area or make a new rule. There's an awful lot of howling. They can't do that. An ammo will go to BAP, they'll say, well, no, that's restrictive. You've got to do away with that. Well, I think that's going to do us in one of these days. Because the game managers now, they're managing people, not man. The old game management people are gone or else in their retirement or something. And I think that's going to... I know I keep saying this for years, but... You know, we keep getting more and more and more, but how long can this go on? I think it's going to do us in one of these days. Mm-hmm. That's why we're trying to get this traditional thing going, because we figure if the technocrats out there that are bow hunters now, if they fail, they get too efficient. We're with them. In other words, we're part of that. The traditional people are. So I think we should be separated, because I think our kill would be as high. It might be still a good game management tool, whereas the technical people are too efficient. We still have a chance to maintain bow hunting if they someday I look for them to be the game department to say, hey, you have a 20%, you know, success ratio. That's the same as the rifle hunters. Why don't you get to hunt? Why don't you hunt with the rifle hunters? Well, we want somebody to fill the void. The traditional people say, "Hey, we don't have that success ratio. We're not a big factor. Let us still hunt. Let the technical people hunt with the rifle hunters." I mean, I think the game department is going to have to do something. But of course, in the Middle West, like out here, they have so many deer, it looks like it's going to happen. But I think the public might step in and say, hey, this is not hunting anymore. I see hoods, face masks, combat uniforms. I don't see hunters, I see combat people. And they could also associate this with gangs and stuff like that, you know. The public, I think, is going to be the one to decide. I would hate to see, we're 10% of the population, the hunters are. I'd hate to see this 10% try to stuff their hunting down 98% of the public. It's not going to work. But you know, you'll say, well, what are you going to do with all the deer? What are you going to do with all the bear? What did they do before? Natural causes, I think, will probably step in. Right now in Michigan, they're having trouble with some kind of tuberculosis, you know, because of the feedlots and stuff like that, food plots, baiting and all that sort of thing is causing them to get together, and it's causing problems right now. I mean, this is...